The Greater New Orleans Foundation is in the middle of its first 24-hour online funding campaign called Give NOLA Day. You may have heard about it. It began Tuesday at 12:01 a.m. The money raised will go to local nonprofits. And here to tell us more about it, see how things are going, let's check in with Greater New Orleans Foundation President and CEO Albert Reska. Albert, welcome to the program.
Hey, Paul. It's great to be here.
Well, checking the numbers, it looks like we're up around $1.2 million, over 10,500 donations thus far. How are you feeling about how things are going?
Not too shabby. Given that we were aiming for 5,000 donors, and so we're more than double that, and our goal was to raise $1 million, and I think we're going to do much, much better than that. And also, you know, this is the first time around for us, and we're just as pleased as we can be.
Can you give folks who may just be tuning in or not familiar with Give NOLA Day, which has gotten a lot of publicity today, just a quick overview on how it works?
Sure. Well, we have 300 nonprofits that signed up, and signing up was really open to any nonprofit in the 13 parish area that we serve. And the way it works is that donors have been going online all day to givenola.org and making their donations to one of their favorite nonprofits or several of their favorite nonprofits. And what happens is that at the end of the day, we'll tally things up, and there'll be a little lanyap for the nonprofits that have participated in the day. So say, for example, that we raise $2 million. If there's a given nonprofit that raised 10% of that $2 million, they'll get 10% of the lanyap fund. And right now, that lanyap fund has about $220,000 in it. And additionally, if you've been following the leaderboard on givenola.org, you'll see that there are also hourly prizes that we've been giving. These are random hourly prizes. And there are going to be prizes for the top money maker, the organization that's able to raise the most money, and also a top prize for the organization that can get as many new donors as possible.
And we should note that WWNO is one of the nonprofits in the over 300 that you have. And I was just curious, where you got the idea to do this and put this together?
You know, these match days, and they call them match days, although, you know, often it's not really a one-for-one match. It's just money that stretches donor dollars. These match days have been going on in this country for decades now, as far as I know, and often they're sponsored by a community foundation like our organization. Sometimes they're sponsored by a chamber of commerce or, you know, some other kind of organization, but I really haven't gotten to the root of when these kinds of things started. So it's kind of like a community-wide giving campaign, and this just happens to be entirely online, and that really helps us keep track of who's giving to what and helps us bring in that kind of game element.
It seems like nonprofits here in New Orleans have taken on more importance and more of a vital role in the community. Is that part of what you're seeing?
Well, that's certainly the case. Nonprofits, you know, so many of the nonprofits that provide essential services and provide advocacy and do so much that really improves the quality of life for all of us, they do their work under the radar. We just don't see the work that they do, but we would certainly miss them if one day they disappeared. And we know that there are a lot of nonprofits that are struggling to raise money in what's always been a tough fundraising environment. And we think that this will just help give these organizations that we so much depend on and that so many of us love a big boost, and it'll help connect them with donors that they'll be able to continue to have relationships, a giving relationship with, or a volunteering relationship with for the rest of the year and for many years to come.
Albert Reska is president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Foundation. It's Give NOLA Day, going on until midnight tonight. Albert, off to a great start. Best of luck the rest of the day, and thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Thanks so much. Take care.